these dreams about this underground city, ancient underground city, below our city. Kids began having dreams about the spider god, and they started grabbing, the teacher wasn't looking, bits of red construction paper to make these spider god mobiles in their bedrooms and in hidden places, and it was all the work of the spider god. Take that. Better keep it a secret as long as you can now. When those teachers catch wise what the kids are up to, you know there's gonna be some heavy punishment involved. Heavy punishment. Lots of pain. Lots of films filmed 35 years ago about the spider god threat. They thought they had it whipped, but they couldn't stop these kids from dreaming. Even the dream suppressant chemicals they put in their frosty coated morning sugar cereal. Until the boys and girls had permanent scars on their backs. And the other kids looked on amusement or horror. Still, they could not stop the cult of the spider god. The cult of the spider god. Cult of the spider god. And so now the clergy of our little town knew they had to purge this scourge, this worship of the spider god by the children of the town. It was time for a inquisition. But the kids were one brainwave ahead, and they knew they had to act quick and rash or they're gonna be dead. No one's gonna allow this pagan go. They'd just like to do their thing and live in peace, you know, but now they're gonna have to animate and weaponize a scarecrow. Now they're gonna have to animate and weaponize a scarecrow. Now they're gonna have to amputate the clergy's toes. And now they're gonna have to animate and weaponize a scarecrow. And so the kids go at midnight. They slip through the window we left open for the cool breeze. Reverend Asher Fluff lay sleeping in his bed, his little toes all exposed. Alexa, scream.